This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Why are you mad at LeBron James for not playing?
It's BS, man. I'm so sick and tired of this stuff, particularly for Charlotte. If you're a Hornets fan, you get to see LeBron James once a year.
Okay.
If you are playing, unless you are injured, mm-hmm. Shut up and play. Mm-hmm. It is your job. It is your duty, especially when you're playing the cross-conference games. Shut up and play.
But, I mean, it's not like this game is in Charlotte, though. It's in L.A.
I know, but I'm talking about those instances. Like,
right.
Those are the ones that really irritate me. Like,
okay.
Joel Embiid basically didn't play in Portland for 6 years. He hasn't played in Denver, I think, in 7 years.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
Well, in defense of Joel Embiid, he hasn't played in a lot of places, including Philly.
Yeah, I know, but it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And flagging that, oh, yeah, no, coming out of the All-Star break, you just had a week off.
Yeah.
And you're not listed on the injury report. You were playing. In fact, the games that you had going to the All-Star break, you yourself talked about how great you were and how reinvigorated you were playing alongside Luka Doncic.
He also didn't play in the All-Star game.
Uh-huh. Of which he was incredibly selfish for and didn't tell anybody until 2 hours before tip-off.
Yeah. Maybe something flared up.
Oh, yes. I mean, did he flare it up on the dance floor at one of his promotional deals?
Yeah, maybe. You're 40. You know how these things go.
You're not wrong.
So, sometimes you just wake up, you're like, damn!
I was literally crippled yesterday by vertigo. So.
You go, what happened here?
Yeah.
So,
although I don't have the LeBron James Chamber of Healing.
Yeah. Hey, that's, you know what? I'm going to call that a win for you. Hmm. That's growth. Because usually you just go to steroids and use the Chamber of Healing instead. Usually your go-to is you just go to straight to the roids, and you didn't this time.
In that Chamber of
Healing. I'm happy for you, man.
There's very likely some HGH.
Oh, and he's back. And here he is. So they played 52 games. He's played in 48 of them, mm-hmm. though. And when you think about being 40 years old, the level in how he played pre-All-Star mm-hmm. break, you know, there probably is an element of like, hey, I've only missed 4 games to this point.
If you're healthy, play.
But if the ultimate goal is to rev this thing up for the back end of the season, again, we look at it and we talked about this yesterday. Charlotte and Portland aren't the games that you're going to need LeBron James for, especially now that you have Luka Doncic, right? And you can afford to let those ones.
So what happens if they screw up and they lose?
Yeah, well, and they very easily could, both of games.
They're not good enough to just walk through games.
No, absolutely not.
Luka's still coming off a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to play 30 minutes?
I don't know. Wait, I saw his minutes restriction has been lifted.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just going
I know, but I'm saying, like, you
LeBron
know.
LeBron also said he was playing in the All-Star game.
Yeah, my point exactly. And this whole idea, like, that they're somehow going to be a title contender. And even if they were going to be a title contender, win and play in the freaking regular season games. I'm so sick and tired of rest and load management and all this crap. And look, I'm all for protecting the players. You just had a week off. You just had a week off. Play the freaking games.
Okay. Now, do you think, we know LeBron, we know the pettiness and the wanting to play 3D chess when everybody is playing checkers. Do you think that LeBron, there might be a part of him that is butthurt?
Yes.
From the NBA rescinding the trade for Mark Williams, knowing that they will not have a big, and they will need a big to win.
Jackson Hayes is your big.
And that is a missing piece. Do you think that that level of pettiness would play a role for LeBron? I don't think it's that far of a stretch to be like LeBron is just pissed at the fact that they didn't get the final piece to what can help them win and be competitive this year. And so he's like, fine, biggest stage, standalone game, not going to play. I could see that, but also it's not like he's been sitting out a bunch of games to this point.
He's been playing. I don't care how many games he has or hasn't been sitting out. The job is to play basketball games.
Yeah.
The de-emphasis of the regular season just gets driven home. Oh, he's old. Like, we accept this now because all the data backs this up. And it's like, brother, we saw guys play 82 games, 44 minutes a night for a decade.
But
shut up and play.
Never at 40, though. And I get it for the younger guys. I get it for the LeBron has been playing for over two decades. Mm-hmm. He's played a lot of damn basketball.
And I get it. And you just had a week off.
Yeah. How, I wonder.
The job is to play basketball games. I understand it's difficult and it's tough and he's 40 and everything that comes with that.
Do you know how many times he's played in 82 games in his career?
12.
No.
Zero.
Ooh, closer.
Mm.
Once.
Yeah.
He played 82 games in 2017-18 season. And he averaged 27 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 9 assists, a block, and 1.5 steals. Holy crap. If you want to take that and say, all right, how does that line up with other seasons where he played fewer games? He played 56 in 2021-22, averaged 38-6-1-1. So, but I mean,
that's
that
a
was
short
also,
season.
Yeah, that was also a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. His numbers have slowly been coming down though as he's gotten older.
Yeah, and he got shut down in 22-23.
Mm-hmm.
Last year he played 71.
Mm-hmm.
I think his career average is probably around 70.
Yeah, it's probably over that. Because, I mean, he didn't play 82, but there's a lot of 80, 81, 79, 79, 77. I mean, the guy's played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, no, this isn't like a LeBron James specific thing.
1,540 games.
Yeah, it's a lot of games. It's a lot of games.
Holy crap, yeah. Dude.
So
that is so many.
He's played 58,255 minutes.
Oh,
most in NBA history.
Wow.
Yeah, almost 60,000 minutes.
Man,
it's a lot of basketball.
That is so many.
And this
minutes.
Isn't like a LeBron James specific thing. It's very stupid coming out of All-Star break.
Coming out of All-Star break, I see that point. The fact that he signaled that he was going to play in the All-Star game and then just didn't. Maybe he did just aggravate something, and I don't know. But
the whole, like,
we would like to see LeBron here tomorrow is the point, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
And like that's the whole point. It's like that's what comes with the mantle of being a star in the NBA.
Yeah, that's
what the money is for.
I think that has a big. I think that's a bigger factor than people give it credit for, as to why. The game in the NBA is not as appealing to fans on a day-to-day basis as it was before.
Because
you never know who's in, who's out, what the lineup's going to look like.
The de-emphasization of regular season basketball. They're like, oh, there's 82, there's too many. Da, 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 da. It's like, come on. What are we doing here? Unless you are hurt. There's a difference between hurt and injured.
Yeah.
Right? If you are hurt, don't play.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Get it. But the whole idea... of, you know, I need to save myself for the playoffs. I need to ramp up. No, you don't. You're going to be the freaking sixth seed. You're not winning a title.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the text line says, well, the Lakers also have Alex Len. There's a reason why I said they only have Jackson Hayes. I'm not mad at you, Dexter. I'm just... Alex Len? Are you kidding me?
No, dude. Missing piece, Alex Len. You tell me Blazer fans wouldn't convince themselves Alex Len was going to be great? They would.
I know.
Now we're talking about some Laker fans. Of course they're going to be convinced.
I saw the career trajectory mark of Alex Len Darko is a all-inclusive stat. Like, it tracks, like, it does well to track and project what players will production will be.
Yeah,
his is like below Jackson Hayes, and it's like, yeah, no kidding.
Well, Dorian Finney-Smith, all 6'7", 200 pounds of him, has now been relegated to the third string center role, which is good for them. He was their backup.
Yeah,
he was their backup center. Mm-hmm. 6'7", 200 pound.
Well, either that or 6'8", Rui Hachimura.
Yep. You throw Rui out there.
Yeah, Rui's probably looking around like, you need to get another center.
Actually, they're going down. I think LeBron is just fighting the fact that they're going to magic him and be like, be ready to play some center. Be your point center.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to do it and probably shouldn't at 40 years old take that kind of punishment. Like, you don't want him guarding Jokic.
Yeah.
But playing five and playing around the paint and being more groundbound and, you know, that world, I could see it working.
I think that, this texture brings a good point, and this is, I was thinking the same thing here. What we're doing is our own fault. We've made championships so important, players and teams sit guys in hopes to win more championships. See San Antonio.
Yeah. No.
I mean, that's it. This sport and baseball are the only two that do this.
Mm-hmm. Baseball, I get. It's literally double the games. It's double the games in the NBA. That's a lot of games.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as taxing on your body.
It's not, but the stop-start nature of it, as we have seen, does lead to injuries.
Well, yeah, kids being taught to throw as hard as you can when you are
16,
12.
Yeah.
And then blowing out your arm. And yep, that'll do it.
And then guys going from sitting on a bench or standing in the outfield to full sprint out of the box, like the number of hamstrings that end up going on a yearly basis.
That great Bambino never had that problem,
and
huh?
Not a problem when you don't run.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Just hit the ball over the fence, bro.
Jokic,
he could jog the whole time.
Jokic just got it down, man. Play at three-quarter speed at most.
Yeah. I feel like the championship or bust really has, it's played such a
role. Oh, the rings culture is just ruined. So much of basketball.
Yeah.
So much of basketball.
I think it's ruined a lot of our sports and how we view them.
Mm-hmm.
But in just every sport, because now it is, if you don't.
Oh, like, the Thunder don't win a title this year, people are going to kill them. And are they doing things right? And why didn't they go all in? And it's like, they're the third or youngest team in the NBA.
Yeah.
And calm down.
5 billion draft picks that they're going to be okay in building for a future. And oh, by the way, one of their centerpieces, Chet Holmgren, fell and broke his hip.
Yeah.
Like he's an 80-year-old falling down the stairs. Take him out to pasture. He's going to miss, what, 2.5 months?
When it's all said and done, yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 months of the season he'll be out. Like, maybe give them a little bit of grace here. But I feel it's the same way with, like, the Mahomes-Brady conversation. It's like,
oh, he didn't win a title, so he's a bum.
And yeah, it's like, dude.
What?
Okay. You know, that was the whole thing with, like, Brady and Montana. It was like, well, Montana went 4-0. It's like, Tom Brady played in 10.
It's the LeBron, you know, like, James-Michael Jordan argument. But like, Jordan never lost a title. It's like,
all of the arguments go back to
eight straight.
All of the arguments go back to, though, how many rings do you have? And it has diminished the regular season, and now we're seeing a lot of guys just don't take it seriously and don't play. And it really hasn't helped a lot of guys. I mean, has it helped Joel Embiid and his health to sit out more games? No. Kawhi Leonard?
No.
For every guy that it works for, you can point to a guy who says it's not working for him.
It's coming back on the pendulum where there's been studies that are saying that the load management stuff actually doesn't have the benefits that was once presumed.